We are just two sisters by choice, not by blood, sharing our deepest confessions of how changing our mindset and studying manifestation changed our worlds and realities forever.
We are obsessed with showing you how mindset and manifestation can bring you the life you've always wanted.
Let us show you the way to your dream reality, one episode at a time.
Let's get into it.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Hello.
Or happy Saturday, whatever day this comes out, whenever you're listening to this.
Welcome back.
I feel like this is going to be a little bit chaotic energy today.
Are we having feminine energy? I think I'm just absolutely fucking exhausted.
Yeah, it's been a very tiring week. I wonder if everybody else is also feeling this way.
I'm due on my period.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what
you are. A full moon
kind
what
of gal.
What is it, red witch girly? Is that what it's called?
It sounds weird.
I'm a
red witch. You're a white witch,
I'm
aren't you?
Always on the new moon, so I'm a white witch, but I can't actually remember what those mean.
No.
There's a lady on TikTok I listen to, but I can't remember.
Don't know, but I'm actually so tired. I'm just so like, if I can string a sentence together, I'll be really proud. We've just finished with a coaching client as well, actually, haven't we? So we've just given big vibe energy.
Big vibe energy. And that actually leads us really nicely on what we want to talk about today. I think just naturally with the time of year, everybody's kind of like checking background with what's been going on. We're obviously at the end of March. It's like Q1's done. And I think something that I also, maybe we spoke about this last Friday, but on Tuesday, the 19th, that's just gone for March, that's actually the big, like, that's the first day of the year.
Happy New Year, bitches.
In terms of like the planet and the environment, how they actually see it, that is the spring equinox. And I just think, like, who created having the 1st of January in the depths of the cold and bleak winter?
Can I just say, we saw in the new year, but we didn't even see in the new year, actually. We were in bed, weren't we?
We were in bed, yeah.
We had a curry.
We had a curry, yeah.
And then we slept, didn't... Oh, no, you slept the whole of New Year's Day. Is that right? Or was that me? One of us slept for the whole of... We stayed in bed. Not slept, but stayed in bed for the whole day.
That's gorgeous.
I need that tomorrow.
I think that was you.
I've got so much to do this weekend. Amy's going on holiday, though.
Yes, I'm going to Amsterdam next week. So that's also a really good point to make. We will put this on our socials as well. But next weekend is also a long weekend in the UK for Easter. So we will actually be taking a break from podcasting.
A sabbatical
next week.
That week.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, have some downtime, have some R&R, take the pressure off ourselves. We've been super consistent and so proud of ourselves. And I think we just need a weekend off,
yes.
Don't we?
Yeah.
I think so. We've decided that, and we will be coming back in full force the following Friday.
Yeah, fun. I am going to let myself have an Easter egg next week as well. I'm really excited. Is it actually Easter next week?
Good Friday is the next Friday.
Gorgeous. I can't wait. I'm already excited. My mouth's already watering.
Katie's been being very good. She is on it for the wedding.
Oh my God.
And I remember these days all too well.
Yeah, actually, I'm really in the flow with it. I don't actually miss my everything's. I'm kind of on the flow of it being normal now. But the first few months is pretty hideous, isn't it? But it's all good. Yeah, I'm quite chilled with the whole vibe now.
Like anything, you get used to it. You've created a new habit. You've created a new way of living, essentially, for yourself.
I never thought the 7 a.m. workouts would be my thing, but honestly, nothing more liberating than starting your day at 7 o'clock. And I actually will big her up, Jasmine Dawn, who is a girl, did a 28-day thing. Fran, if you're listening, you need to do one and do one next month, because I'll be there. Honestly, the best thing ever, because I just don't have time to go to the actual gym, really.
Yeah,
especially before the school run. So being able to do it at home has been such a game changer. So yeah, I know that Francesca Chiapetta listens to our podcast. You need to get on it. I need you to do a 28 days so I can do it.
Okay, I'll bribe her next time I go there. I'll say,
get her to do an online
Katie
coaching
says, she's gonna listen to this anyway.
Yeah,
I think they do it because they actually did one throughout lockdown.
Yeah,
that's how they got started. She is
ages ago
love that we're talking about this. Oh my God.
I honestly, it's been a game changer. I just saw it on Instagram and I was like, I need to do that. I'm going to give that a go. But I have absolutely loved it. So it really has just like, I think creating these little like micro habits throughout the day and changing things and just working out what really gets you in your flow.
I mean, that you just said there as well about like micro habits, because I think we can feel really overwhelmed if we're creating really big changes or like, you know how at the beginning of the year you go, right, I'm changing everything. This is my new resolution in like all of these different areas. And then you try it for a week and you're like, I'm fucking exhausted. I can't keep up with everything. But then, like you say, if you kind of like implement slowly and as you go, actually that makes it so much easier.
I actually would love to talk about this in a few months' time when I actually hit my goal, because then I can be like, right, this is definitely how we do it. But this year I made a commitment to myself to like, and I know Amy will agree because we both have been guilty of this in the past, of like not being kind to our bodies and doing really like radical things, which actually aren't always healthy and whatever. So this year I was like, do you know what? Like I've got the wedding, but I'm going to commit to like doing all of these things, giving myself time, even though like normally I'm a last minute Sally girl, like 1 month before a holiday, I'm smashing it on some fucking weird diet, eating pumpkin soup or something weird. Cabbage soup. That's it. I did a cabbage soup diet once. Yeah. I've done it all. Been there, done it. But this time I was like, I'm going to be really like, do it healthily and like fuel my body so that everything feels like it's in sync and it's all glowing from the inside out. And I started purely with the exercise and not with the diet to get myself into that micro routine of just doing exercise every single day.
Yep.
And it's those small, tiny little things over the course of them, by now, when I'm combining diet and exercise together, it feels really normal rather than trying to do it all in January. So it's definitely work. Like that has been such a game changer for me, is just doing it little bit by little bit and introducing bits and pieces as you go. Because now it's just like feels like normal,
second nature. It's also a ripple effect, right? Like the more you do something, then the more you see results, and then the more you actually want to continue to maintain or do better or be better in certain aspects. And that's kind of like the same for manifestation, to be honest with you. Once you get a taste, you're like, oh my god,
I need to do this more.
I need to work on every single issue I've ever had in my life and uncover every single blocker that I've got. So it is kind of the same as that. But something that we actually spoke about today is how the beginning of the year, or the beginning of like how the planet sees our year being, the 19th of March. So like by this point, I would love to know how many people are still holding or doing what they set out at the beginning of the year. How are you tracking against your goals? As I said, we are coming to the end of Q1. It's a great opportunity to just check back in, but also, again, a great opportunity to really kickstart. Like the year is only actually just beginning, which is really, really fucking exciting. And it could be that you have already started implementing some things, but there was a really big goal at the beginning of the year and you just didn't quite know how to tackle it. Do you feel more confident around that now? Like, are you ready? Have you set maybe some stepping stone blockers to get there? Like, you may be feeling like you've got a bit of a new lease of life. There are, however, a couple of things happening in astrology, however. So you may be feeling a little bit up and down. Like you don't really know which way is left, which way is right at this point. Beginning of April, so just a couple of weeks away now, Mercury goes into retrograde.
So, I just feel like Mercury is always in retrograde. And why can't it not be? But it was in retrograde in December. Like it's only just cut, like that feels like 2 minutes ago. Can it just give us a break?
Well, right. That does only feel like 2 minutes ago, doesn't it?
Give us a damn break, I say.
Yeah.
I've had quite enough of Mercury being in retrograde. But
the energy could feel a little bit off at the moment is really what I'm trying to say. And Monday, the 25th of March, is also the full moon. It's a lunar eclipse, so there's a lot of mad energy out
there.
So it's a really good weekend this weekend, actually, just to sit down with your thoughts, with your feelings, where you got to on your goals, and think about things that you want to let go and that you want to release for this next coming month. It's a really, really good opportunity. It's come at a really fantastic time, I think, for
me personally.
So you want to get out your notebook, you want to get out your journal, whatever you feel comfortable writing or typing or voice memoing, whatever you want to do, write it all down. Everything that you want to release, maybe things that are no longer serving you anymore, relationships. It could be self-sabotaging talk that you want to just get out pen to paper and release it, let it go. Yes, you can burn this. Katie and I have tried. Be careful.
Oh my God, yeah.
Be careful.
We nearly set that up.
Yeah. Fire. Now all I actually do is I put it in the sink, run the water, let it go all floppy and funny, and then I just put it straight in the bin.
Do you know what?
So that's me is like washing it down the drain.
Got a fountain pen from writing some things recently. And I actually am going to write in my fountain pen. So I just feel like my fountain pen feels so friggin' intentional.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean? When you're writing with a fountain pen, it's like next level.
You mean serious business?
Like medieval vibes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You need to get yourself a fountain pen, girls, honestly.
Yeah,
it's so wild
funny.
Time. But also because I think you have to, it's the only thing is, I will say this, because you are consciously writing with a fountain pen, I feel like my subconscious thoughts don't come forward as much, because when I'm free flowing with a pen, it's so messy. But with a fountain pen, it takes longer. So then I think my conscious mind gets in the way and tries to interrupt.
Yeah, I like what you said there, though, intentional. So this could be a good opportunity to use your fountain pen to be intentional with what you want to let go and
that's
release.
That's true. Maybe that's when I should use my fountain pen.
Yeah.
On a full moon.
Yeah, exactly.
New moon.
Full moon.
Full moon.
Sorry, I confused you there.
Sorry.
That can kind of, hopefully this conversation conveys.
That Jaffa cake thing just gets me every time. Do you remember the Jaffa cake advert? How do you not remember that? Don't you remember where he used to get the Jaffa cake and be like, full moon, and then take a big
half moon?
Totally clear. <clear. laughs> Oh my God, so we've lost funny. The plot.
I remember that now briefly, but yeah, this one's a full moon and it's going to be a big boy. It's going to be a big boy lunar eclipse. And I think I'm going to do this on Sunday because Monday I'm traveling actually, and I'm going to be in the old Amsterdam.
Are you going to eat any hash brownies?
Look, I dabbled when I was younger. Okay. Me and drugs do not go well together. I just can't cope with it. I can't.
Her and alcohol.
I'm ill. I'm unwell. But the last time I actually smoked,
ganja.
Yeah. I must have been, I don't know, 15 or 16. And hilarious story. We're in the woods by my mum and dad's house and my friend, me, Mel, Megan, and then these random guys. Obviously, that's where I've got them from.
Said ganja from.
Anyway, so we started smoking and I never did it religiously. So like, it wasn't something that I was like used to or reoccurring. Anyway, we're in the woods and feeling like,
you're whiting.
Like high as hell.
Oh.
Anyway, we get down to the bottom of my street. And by that point, I like on the verge of whiting. I'm not sick, but I'm like, I need to sit down and I need to fucking sober up before I go in. We're going into my house.
Oh my God.
That's the next step where we're going. Me and the girls are going into the house, right? I walk into the house. I say to the girls behind me, act fucking sober. Do not act high. Don't say anything. Don't look at them. Just walk straight up the stairs into my bedroom. My friend Mel is behind me going, can I have a sandwich? Like, no, Melissa, you can't have a fucking sandwich. Shut your mouth and just walk up the stairs.
Oh my God.
She gets into the house, she goes up to my mum, directly my mum, Carol, can I have a sandwich?
And Carol's like,
I'm like, Melissa doesn't need a sandwich. She doesn't need a sandwich. Don't give her a sandwich, mum. I'm like, get upstairs. So we go upstairs and she's like, Amy, can I have a sandwich?
Like, oh my God.
So anyway, that was the last experience. And I'm going to say that that's going to be a hard no for me.
Hard no. Okay.
Hard no.
Maybe there's going to be no sandwiches in Amsterdam.
No. And actually, when we went to New York a couple of years ago, weed is legal over there and you can get weed pens.
Yeah.
And so Gavin bought one and he had some, but they were so strong.
Really?
Yeah, so strong. But again, I just don't know if it's because he doesn't smoke and it's like abnormal. I don't know. But anyway, that was fucking hilarious as well. But I'm just going to drink, have a good time.
Gorgeous.
If it happens, it happens when I'm drunk. Fine.
Amy, next level drunk Amy is fucking hilarious. It's a wild time. I love it so much.
If only there was video evidence of the last time Katie and I went out and it was at a karaoke bar.
Oh God.
And we were singing that Sean Kingston, Beautiful.
Horrifically is video is evidence, there. But it's a nasty time. So we're not going to go there.
No. And there's a specific rap period in the middle of that song. The two of us trying to remember the words.
Oh my God, so drunk.
But in my subconscious, I know those words.
I absolutely
could know. I speak them?
No. And I'll tell you when the stars are yellow because it ain't that mellow and it ain't about you.
Oh my God. Gosh. Maybe one day. Yeah. Maybe one day
we'll do it. Gorgeous. I have been quite overwhelmed this week, actually. So I feel like I really needed today to be the end of the week. It's been a super busy week for me. But there was a height of overwhelm. There was a kind of a
Pinnacle moment,
which was on Tuesday. Scott was away this week, and actually, I just don't do very well on my own at home. I literally cleaned every single room in the house, bleached the floors, washed the carpets, washed everything, was bleached, washed, vacuumed, because that I have to busy myself, which is a bit nuts. So I kind of need to figure out what that is. It's a really weird thing where I kind of have to be busy doing something if I'm on my own. Anyway, on Tuesday I woke up and I literally don't even know why, but for some reason I was like, I have too much on my plate today. And I had to really talk myself back into rationality. It was probably, everyone knows that, because I must the week before my period, I must struggle more than I realize, more than I prepare myself for, because this comes up every month. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It really does.
It's because by the time you get the other side, you think, no, I'm fucking fabulous.
Yeah, God, what that can't that be all me. About?
Yeah, that can't be.
But I actually had to fully have a chat with myself, because I had the morning of starting to spiral. And so it was really interesting, because when you pick yourself up halfway through a day where you realize you're going downward, if you feel like the next time you're having this day, just hear our voices in your head as well, because get to lunchtime and you may be so on a downward spiral by that point that you are in woe is me state and wanting to wallow in self-pity. But on Tuesday, I did not allow it, and I physically had to press a button, an off button in my head. And I literally visualized myself pressing the button, taking a deep, deep, deep breath, letting everything go and being like, it's okay, it's going to be good. And fully having to make myself smile. And I cannot tell you, because we did a podcast on it recently about the endorphins that it gives you when you smile and hug yourself. So I did that and it worked. Honestly, genuinely, you need to try it. Next time you're spiraling, smile, force yourself to smile, look yourself in the mirror, really connect your eyes with your eyes and fully hug yourself. And I promise you, you'll be like, I'm a nutcase. But it will work. It honestly works.
I managed. No doubt.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. It was honestly in a moment where I can't eat chocolate, that was almost as good.
I love that. And I feel like so many people are experiencing that exact overwhelm or feeling at the moment, because there is just so much going on, left, right, no matter where you look, there's so much happening across social media or just any outlet really, in terms of what we actually kind of come across on a daily basis. And even that can go into a really deep kind of overwhelm and scarcity mindset as well within it. So I love that. I absolutely love that. Do you know what else I still do that really helps me as well on those days, is I have my 1 PM reminder that pops up on my phone to just give myself a little pat on the back and say, my name is Amy Lancashire and only great things happen to me. Mm-hmm. And then it's a reminder. And sorry, I've actually just got to interject with something that happened on the way here as well that I hadn't told you about. So I've been driving on the way here. It's a Friday afternoon, and where I live to get to Katie, I have to go past our hospital, our local hospital, and there's a big park next to it. Now, the air ambulance comes and lands in that park when it's a serious situation. So I get there and there's loads of cars everywhere. I'm thinking, fucking hell, it's not rush hour yet. What's going on? Anyway, I see then that the air ambulance is over there and they're getting this person out. And then they're on the actual road that I'm on, they've then got an ambulance. So that's how bad it is, because they are so close that typically sometimes they will just wheel them down to A&E because it's literally that close. They had the ambulance come in as far as they could to get this guy. At the moment that I don't know what timing this got, but I literally was at the time where this man is in this stretcher getting put into the ambulance.
Oh no.
And I thought, I just started crying. I just started bawling my eyes out. And I thought, I'm so fucking lucky. Like, I'm so grateful for my life. Like, he looked like an old man. And I literally pray so hard that he is all well and healthy and he's in the best place. I have no idea, obviously, what happened. But I was like, that is fucking mortifying. Like,
That's hideous.
And it just instantly put it into perspective for me. I was like, oh my God, I'm so freaking blessed.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes like really quite horrific moments like that you see that you think,
yeah,
oh my God, I'm so lucky. Life is so freaking precious. And it can literally be taken we just don't know. So you have to live every single day to the absolute fullest. And it just like,
yeah,
it just really, that really threw it. Cause I didn't expect to see that.
No.
And then he was just there and I was like, oh my fucking God.
That's really weird though, because not to be like morbid, and I don't like, obviously this, not to like bring the kind of it down, but like I have had two people that I know of this week, one be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and one die, like my auntie's husband.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And it's weird. Cause it's like, it's a horrendous thing. Anyway, like obviously I don't want to talk about that, but the point is like, it's weird when it all comes at once. Cause it hits you so hard. It hit me when the second time when my friend rung me and was like, oh, it was her friend's husband had been diagnosed. It actually hit me more. Cause I was like, fuck me. That is two people in a week.
Yeah.
How precious. And that is what started my spiral. That is what made me overwhelmed. That's really interesting.
Oh.
So it's weird that we've just had this conversation, because then I started spiraling, worrying about being on my own.
Right.
And then what if something horrendous happened to Scott? Oh. And then it just like, it's weird how your thoughts can get really out of control.
Yeah.
And that then sent me on this cleaning marathon. But luckily I pulled myself back up and was like, all is well. What are you talking about? Why are you even thinking these thoughts?
Yeah.
But also you mustn't get frustrated at yourself when you do think like that, because it's kind of like, I think that's when I talk to people about it, they're like, oh yeah, no, I have random thoughts like that. Sometimes it's horrible, but you just move on. And that's why it's like not giving power to your thoughts is so important.
Yes.
And just being like, it's just a thought. It's like we always say 90, however much percent of your thoughts never come true.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the choose again method that we always talk about with Gabby Bernstein as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and actually, sorry, I'm just going to go back to what you said earlier about the kind of switching off or flicking the switch.
Yeah.
For example, in your mind, that's exactly what Gabby Bernstein talks about with her choose again method. It's like you acknowledge, you thank for that thought, that negative thought or self-sabotaging thought, whatever it may be. And you specifically have the power to choose again. You choose a different narrative. You flip the switch. And I know it sounds like can't be as simple as that. It truly is. But guess what? You have to want to do that.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
Where the challenge comes in, because it's on you.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's wild.
It is
a crazy
wild.
Time.
It is wild.
But do you know what the loveliest thing is? What time is it? It's 5:48 and look outside.
I know, it's so gorgeous
and
light.
It's so gorgeous and light.
We are actually looking at a gorgeous sunset.
And actually, the blind is up because every morning I have my gym mats just stood next to me. We've just actually moved places. This window needs cleaning. However, that's obviously, I missed that. The back of our house, I am so lucky and grateful for, we look out onto a huge field that has alpacas. And in the mornings, there's also a monk jack that comes into the garden.
Oh, I love
and the
that.
Other day, Molly, so we've got a decking and then our garden, the grass. And the monk jack was like on the left-hand side of our garden here, Amy, eating the daffodils. And Molly stood on the decking and started calling it. And it started running to her like a dog. And I was like, is that a deer or is that a dog? And honestly, it came so close to her. So it's quite tame. It's really interesting. Anyway, it ran away because it saw the cat.
I wonder if the lady who owns the alpacas sees it.
There is the monk jack. Can you see walking Can you see by the bench?
Yeah, I can.
That literally is him. He lives in our garden. How mental.
I can see him.
He's literally so just walking round. That is him and he lives in the garden.
Wow.
And Molly like was like, I am. She actually swore, naughty girl. She was like, I'm Snow White.
I don't understand that.
I think Snow White must call the deers. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not Snow White, but anyway, Snow White, she loved it. So I just feel, yeah, like the fact that the evenings are light.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gorgeous time again.
We're about to have the clocks change next weekend.
Is that next weekend? Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
So that's really
to be grateful for, actually.
So much to be grateful for.
I mean, what was I thinking on Tuesday?
Oh my gosh. And we're at Friday. We're at the weekend, guys. We've made it. You've done it. Give yourself a huge fucking pat on the back. Do something this weekend for you. Do something that you love.
I hope you're not listening to this on Monday because that's really depressing if you are.
Oh,
we love you.
Well, guess what? You've only got a 4-day week if you're in the UK.
Or if you're employed. I mean, self-employed darlings. All power to you.
Yeah.
I'm working on Friday next week. The clocks don't stop for our self-employed galleys.
Yeah. Okay. All those in retail, actually.
That's true.
Our thoughts are with you.
Yeah. Well, and me. Girls. Our thoughts are with me too.
Yeah. All right, darlings. We're going to leave you there and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We hope you enjoy this episode. I know it's a little bit wild and wonderful, but that is exactly how we're feeling this week.
That is. That's what it is. And we'll see you soon.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just a reminder that for more content from us, head on over to the Mindset Sisters Patreon, where you can subscribe and listen to our secret weekday episodes and monthly courses. We'll see you there.